In Egypt, protesters stormed the Cairo headquarters of President Mohamed Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood group on Monday morning, a day after the largest protests the nation has seen since the ouster of Hosni Mubarak 2 years ago. Demonstrators are calling on the president to step down and for new elections to be held. Many Christians have joined the protests, saying discrimination and violence against minority religious groups have increased since Morsi took office. The spokesman for the Greek Melkite Catholic Church in Egypt, Father Rafik Greiche, told Charles Collins the people of Egypt want change.
All the protesters, all the manifestations that you are seeing all around Cairo, and the other governorates, the other cities, are people who want the president to step down because they are not happy about all the promises he did. And after 1 year of presidency, nothing have been implemented on the ground. There is only one manifestation, which is, we call it Ahmad al-Adawiyya, which is only the Islamists that are threatening the rest of the people, that President Morsi is the president of Islam. He is the president that had came by electoral boxes. So we are not going. We are not going to leave this legitimacy to go down.
How is this affecting the Christian community in Egypt?
Most of the Christians do not want the president. We have to be clear and neat about this. And many people, Christians, are with the manifestations, are in the streets with their Muslim brothers, and they want also that the president steps down. Most of the Christians have felt during this year that nothing of his promises towards the Christian have been implemented. And it is very important to know that in this year, we had every day, nearly every day, we have a sectarian problem, or burning churches, either deporting people, and this big attack on the cathedral, the Copt Orthodox cathedral that happened 2 months ago.
How could change happen without it being violent change?
Well, the violence comes from the Islamists, and we want a democratic change, and the best scenario was that the president of the constitutional tribunal, as the constitution asks, to be an interim president for a certain time of period with a very strong government of technocrats, which will boost the economy, the tourism, and the life of the people for a certain time, and then have parliamentary and presidential elections, which means to go back to square zero, the day of the President Mubarak left.
What can the outside world do to help the people in Egypt?
Well, the outside world, if they are Christians, they would pray for us, first of all. But the second thing is that they have to know that the people are not divided into two. They are divided in 15%, a small minority, are with the president, and they are the Islamist current, and that 85% of the people are not with the president. So they have to put pressure on the government not to reinforce the President Mohamed Morsi and his team and the Muslim Brotherhood, but to put pressure on their governments, that their governments ask that justice is made.